Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, the professional makeup artist, Harriet Hadfield.
Hi.
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 And it's me, the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk.
I'm in the house.
And YouTube superstar.
You are a YouTube superstar.
So
Lindsay finally came on my channel.
Yes.
And I painted a face and we did bridal wedding makeup tips.
Weird if you hadn't.
We did all the wedding.
We did.
Full coverageness that you needed.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's there.
It was in video format. And I haven't taken the makeup off since.
Well, that's not true.
I've washed my face.
You were so well behaved. Well, I say we're well behaved. I think we were like 50% well behaved.
Yeah, I tried.
A lot of
really
you have been
hard.
Asking for the unedited version of that video, but we can't. It cannot be shown.
Firstly, it's about 2 hours long, and secondly, it's filth.
It's pure, unedited.
Yeah, that's the one.
Filth.
I've just got to learn to pack my language in. I really have, but it was fun. Thanks for having me. If you haven't
thanks
seen
for
it
let me
yet,
paint your face.
No, anytime. My chops is your chops.
My chops is your chops, and your chops is my chops. Sorry, I couldn't help it. That just came out of nowhere.
You can see where this is going.
Oh dear.
But yeah, if you haven't watched it yet, I will link to it below so you can enjoy
have
that.
Have a subscribe while you're there if have you like subscribe. As well.
If you aren't subscribed to Harry's YouTube channel, where have you been?
Go on.
I mean, it's great.
Go on.
I'm subscribed. I like it.
I won't subscribe anymore, Lindsay. I'm just a search engine that people
terrible.
Use and abuse.
Oh my goodness. Just using and abusing it, throwing it by the side of the road. Please subscribe to Difficult Eyes' YouTube channel.
I'm not
She's very, very
or
good. But she wouldn't,
but I wouldn't,
she wouldn't
mind.
Be mad about it if you did.
Thanks.
And you can watch a video of her painting my face, and we have wedding chat and we do makeup, and it's dead exciting.
Yeah, and it is kind of like watching an episode of Full Coverage live. Yeah. I think a lot of people have said that. So
yeah,
fill
that
your boots.
Happy. Yeah, so go check that out. We've got loads of new news today. We're also in our main feature going to be talking about our recent empties.
Yep.
Empties, which is going to be so exciting because who doesn't love a good empty?
I love an empty.
Love having a nose around. And yeah, obviously highlight of the week. That's what's at the end. That's what's always at the end. We love it. But we're going to start with new news because there's just loads of new news and it's all about foundation.
Yeah, I feel like foundation is something's always having a moment, and at the minute, the moment
foundation.
Is foundation.
We said we were going to do a foundation extravaganza 2019. We are,
but we're waiting for a few more.
All these foundations keep being launched, so we keep having to push it back. So we will be doing it at the beginning of autumn. We'll be testing out all the new foundations and telling you which ones we think are worth your money, which ones are best for what skin type. I do want to have a little chat. Before we do that, a pre-foundation extravaganza sneak peek. We need to talk about this because it's out. I'm pointing at it. People can't see me pointing. But we really should talk about this because people are wanting to spend their money on it
Or not they should, yeah.
Yes, so I am of tours. There's no time for all the words. I'm just going to have to blend all the words into one. I am, of course, talking about the Pat McGrath Labs Skin Fetish Sublime Perfection Foundation System. It's a system. There's a primer, a foundation, and a powder. I've tried all three. I've tested all three things.
Yeah.
I am here to share my wisdom.
I can share half the wisdom.
Yeah.
Because I haven't got my shade yet. So I've just been able to play with the shades, but not my shades. Yeah. I haven't been able to actually do a wear test on myself.
I have done a wear test. I've done several wear tests.
Back of my head. Back of my hand.
She's put them on the back of the head because she's wacky. She's that editorial. Well, I don't know what else to tell you. But so many people have asked about this because it's an investment in the US.
It's spenny.
In the US, the primer is $60. The powder is $55 and the foundation is $68. I think in the UK, the foundation is £60. The current exchange rate, that's about the same. That works out about the same. I have tried them all. Let's start with the good. The good is the best part of it is the packaging of the foundation, which is stunning. Really like the, that's nice. It's really like the Hourglass Confession lipstick packaging that was like a cigarette box. We love it. It's black. It's got this gorgeous, sexy flip top lid. It's got all this gold embossing on it. Very sexy. I see where my $68 have gone. It feels worth that price.
16. And that continues into the foundation bottle, I would say, as well.
Continues into the bottle. The bottle feels very vintage and sexy. It's got this sort of...
It's ribbed.
Yeah, it's fluted.
Is that...
It's ribbed.
Not ribbed.
For her pleasure. It's got a fluted lid, this gorgeous... I've just broken it, trying to take it out of the box.
Let me assist you.
Thank you. This black and gold lid, which is gorgeous. And then this beautiful faceted glass frosted bottle with a gorgeous gold label on it. Looks like fancy perfume. Looks very sexy.
It's so pretty.
It's absolutely stunning. The packaging is stunning.
Satisfyingly heavy.
Satisfyingly. Very. Oof. You could put this in a sock, swing it at someone's temple and you've killed
them. It's a
weapon. You've killed them. So I love that about it. I think $68, I know it's the top end, but it feels...
Worthy.
Well priced for that. I mean, it feels well priced if you want to spend $68 on a foundation. I think when you think about the La Mer being $120, that makes this $68 look very reasonable.
Yeah.
I think a lot of foundations now are hitting that $50 mark anyway, 50 especially to 55, end, especially the high end of luxury mass.
And we're talking dollars here, guys, not pounds.
Yes. So that the price on the foundation didn't shock me. I thought I've expected it to be more. So I was pleased with that. Into the Juice, I have got shade light 3. There are 36 shades.
Yep.
For me to be light 3, that's very exciting because it means there are two lighter. and I'm usually the lightest in most brands.
Yep.
Or there or thereabouts. Or they don't have one light enough for me. Here, there were two lighter. So that was exciting. Plus, she really has catered, as you would expect from Pat McGrath, for the darker, deeper end of the spectrum. She's catered for all the undertones. I know some people, we talked about this last time when we talked about it as news, didn't think 36 colors were 36 shades were a lot in this post Fenty 50 shade world, but having played with it now, I can see how it would work on multiple skin tones and textures, because it's not full coverage in a sense that it doesn't work with your face.
Yeah,
it's very much medium coverage.
Yeah.
And it plays beautifully with your skin.
Well, and I think this is where I would just jump in and say, I think for me, this is the difference between a makeup artist led brand to a brand that's perhaps made by someone who's not a makeup artist first and foremost. That's where I see that technology going into the foundation and taking those things on board.
Yeah, she's made a product that works for everyone. And I think it's absolutely stunning. The finish of it is real skin. It's very liquid, thin, fluid, the actual foundation itself. It just blends like a dream. You don't need a ton of it, but it's much easier. So the liquidiness of it to me really reminded me of the Hourglass Vanish. But with the Hourglass Vanish, I think you have to practice a little bit and you have to work quite quickly, because once it sets, and you have a ton of pigment in that liquid. Whereas with this, it's much more forgiving.
Yeah.
So you can really build it up. You can really play with it. If you put on too much, the first time I did it, I put on way too much, but I just took it off with my fingers.
Yeah.
I was able to just work it with my fingers. It didn't set. It didn't
very
sit
malleable.
In my pores.
Yeah.
Very playable. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. one word of warning, such as it is, alcohol is very high up in the ingredient list.
Right.
So if you have sensitive or dry skin, that's something to think about. I mean, that's one of the reasons it's so thin, because it's got a high alcohol content. It's the fourth ingredient,
right?
Which is a lot. It doesn't affect my skin. It didn't upset my skin, didn't make it feel dry or more dehydrated. I actually feel like this is one of those foundations that looks better the longer it's been on your skin.
See, I like that. Yeah. I always prefer that, where it kind of like adapts to the skin throughout the day.
It starts to play with the oils in your skin and it plays really nicely. And
I'm currently searching the text message, Lindsay, where you sent me
really
where you tried it, because I remember me and Lindsay having a chat about this. And I think the text goes something like...
I imagine it was in all caps.
Wait, where is it?
It's in all caps.
I can see it says, "What's it like? I need details from me." in happy news, in capital letters, the Pat McGrath Foundation is amazing.
Oh, good.
So yeah, you went for that, and then I was like, "I need details. What's it like?" So and then she does go into details.
I love that this is our text.
This is our text. You guys think we joke when we say we just talk to each other about product all day.
We love it.
It's not a joke.
We love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really, really, really love the foundation. If you're looking for a foundation-y treat, I think that is a good place for you to spend your cash. Moving on to the primer and the powder, I'm going to be less
Lindsay made a grimacy face.
I made the grimace.
She made a grimace.
I made the grimace. So the Skin Fetish Sublime Perfection Primer, let's start with that at $60 because that is only $8 cheaper than foundation. And right from the beginning of the packaging, it is not even anywhere near comparable. Comes in a similar lovely box, a little black outside container. But then when you take it out of the container, it is just a really basic black pump with a cap on it with a cardboard sticker around the outside that is peeling off already. And mine was mine came out the box peeling off. The gold is already all over my hands from the sticker.
Yeah.
Which isn't from the other, which is so strange.
No, it's like they're different labels.
It is like
so
they've been manufactured by different people, and this one was made very, very cheaply.
Yeah.
I take major issue with this. I know the price of the foundation shouldn't be or the packaging and the price, you know, it's what's inside that counts. Mm. But when I'm paying $60 for a product,
you want every box ticked.
I want every box shipped. And this isn't just not worth $60. It's cheap and shitty.
Yeah.
It's not, to me, I'm really disappointed in the packaging. I'm going to move on to the inside because I don't want to dwell on how disappointed I am because I pay for this with my own money. The primer itself is lovely.
Yeah.
I really, really like
it. What's it comparable to, Lindsay, would you say?
To me, it really reminded me of the Fenty primer, which I love.
Right, okay.
I really love the Fenty primer. They call it perfecting primer that smooths, hydrates, and blurs. I would say it does all those things. I would say it does what it says it does. It made my skin look pretty on its own. And it did help the foundation. I mean, the foundation's fantastic regardless.
Yeah.
So you're already playing with like...
Amazing.
Yeah, it's like you're playing football with magic boots before you even put the ball on the pitch, you know? It's like, it's so good. I'm just so disappointed in the packaging. Yeah. It feels like Wet n Wild packaging to me. I can't believe that it's $60. But the juice is good. I couldn't recommend it.
Have you tried the foundation as well without the primer?
Yes, it doesn't need it.
Okay.
It works just as well without it.
Yeah.
I've done it on just moisturized skin. I've done it on the Pat McGrath primer. I've done it on the Fenty primer. It doesn't need it.
Okay,
it's
so that's good to know.
Yeah. And then moving on to the powder. The powder itself is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's really finely milled. It's in 5 shades.
Five shades. I think that's quite hard to find.
Yeah, that's really nice. It, like I say, really, really finely milled, doesn't set in lines. It really reminds me sort of the Hourglass foundation, of the Hourglass powder. Hourglass powder, if you wanted a comparison for the product itself. The Hourglass might be slightly finer milled, but I still don't think it sets, so that's neither here nor there. Again, my problem is with the packaging. It's just really basic. It's just a little black pot with a printed logo on top. There's no embossing, there's no etching. It's just very, very basic. You have to be so careful when you open it because
goes everywhere.
I feel like so many brands have done great product development on powder pots to stop it from exploding everywhere. And this is basically literally just the most basic powder pot you could get with a sticker over the top of it. And when you pull that sticker up, it explodes everywhere. And at, what is it, $55 for only... It's a really tiny amount of product. 5 grams of product. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. The product, like I say, it's a great product. Really let down by its packaging. I would hope they would address it. We'll see. But I would, hand on heart, without hesitation, recommend the foundation to anyone.
Yep.
All skin types, all skin tones. I think it's absolutely stunning. I would then save your money on the powder and the primer and skip those.
I think of all the outcomes, that was probably the one people were hoping for the most. Yeah. I think there was so much pressure on this foundation to be good. And the foundation for me, the texture I'm really excited about. It feels like the kind of foundation that it's so malleable. You can add things to it in terms of sheen, shine.
Yeah.
You can mattify it down. It's a very flexible formula in terms of the finish it'll leave. So I'm very excited to play with it. And I will report back with my view as soon as I've had a proper play with it. But from what Lindsay showed me, I can totally see what she says about the packaging. There is quite a big difference within the packaging of the foundation compared to the primer and the powder, which just seem pretty basic. So off of that, I'm more excited to try the foundation for sure.
Again, these will all be included in our foundation extravaganza 2019.
Extravaganza!
I think it's going to be like Hunger Games where we put them all in the...
Oh.
Yeah, they all go into the arena and only one can win.
Oh, that's exciting.
A bit Highlander. bit Hunger Games.
That sounds really exciting.
Yeah, that's okay. What we're going to do with Foundation Extravaganza 2019.
And are we just including new launches for that to be like just 2019? Yeah, otherwise we'll be here for days.
Because there's thousands of those already, as we're about to discuss 18,000 more. You know what? I'm not even going to talk about the... There's an Anastasia, a new Anastasia Beverly Hills foundation that's coming out. It's a luminous liquid dewy foundation that's 50 shades. That's coming soon. We'll try and include that.
New Flex Stick from Milk Makeup. Flex so Stick Foundation, that's coming as well.
That's coming. We'll include that if we can get our mitts on it. It's just bonkers. And then I think the big foundation news, I feel like Pat had her thunder stolen on this one a little bit. New Fenty Foundation.
Squeezy Tube.
I'm quite excited about
Squeezy
this.
Squeezy Tube.
Squeezy Tube. What did we say? We just talked about Fenty and I was like, we where's my satin
squeezy
foundation?
Tube. And if they could make it slightly more glowy.
I'm so excited. It's the Pro Filter Hydrating Longwear Foundation. This is out on August 15th. So this is out really soon.
And I think this is the one I'm excited to try by Fenty. I tried the matte one. And whilst I didn't dislike it, I don't think I'm the target audience for it. Yeah. And my skin type isn't
I remember when you first tried it because you were doing a foundation test.
Yeah, I was testing them out. It's on my YouTube channel. I did like it, but I think as well the problem was when I compared it to other ones, there were other long wearing foundations that looked better throughout the day. Yeah. And it did go, it was so matte on me.
Yeah,
I felt like same. If I was to wear that again, I would have to wear so much hydrating moisturizer underneath and probably like a glowy primer to get it to feel more like my skin and more like my comfort area.
Yeah, that's how I've it's just too dry on me.
Yeah,
I always think I'm gonna try it, and every time I try it I'm just like I'm gonna make it work this time, and it does not. More Anastasia Beverly Hills news. Collaboration, exciting collaboration that I am quite giddy about actually. Eyeshadow palette from Jackie Aina.
Who I now know she is.
You don't know who she is. What shade? What shade was thrown?
No shade. I'm just really boring and I watch I watch YouTubers who do Filofax videos nowadays.
Oh, I love Jackie.
That's what it is, Lindsay.
Jackie. I'm sorry.
She is brilliant actually. And like her editing is amazing. She's hilarious. She's so funny.
She's really funny. I remember we saw her at that Hourglass event and I was like, she's so pretty. I want to touch her. But you're not allowed to. That's frowned upon. Don't touch people without asking them.
Don't do it.
But yeah, she's got an eyeshadow collaboration coming out with Anastasia Beverly Hills. I actually think it's really beautiful. It's an eyeshadow palette nice for colours. Everyone, but she has said she's really developed it with a mind with darker skinned girls, which is awesome. So I'm really, really excited. It just looks really rich and opulent and gorgeous.
Especially as we come into fall. I feel like that's a very good transition to fall palette.
I mean, look at it. When you look at the swatches on the different skin tones, it's absolutely stunning. It just sings on every skin tone. And that's think that's pretty stunning. Mm. Thanks, Jackie. I can't wait to get it on my face. I just like there's so much new news at the moment, but so much of it is stuff that's not out yet.
Yeah,
so it's we can't really try it. We don't want to. We've had so many people say, "Don't tell me about it if I can't buy it." Like, lads, we could be talking to you about advent calendars until the cows come home, but I'm not doing it, Harry.
No,
I'm not talking about advent calendars they are for sale. I can't. You know how much I love Christmas. Yeah, I just can't do it. I am prepared to talk about this palette, though. Do you like the look of this little Natasha Denona palette?
I love the mini Natasha Denonas. And I actually think of all the ones like to collect, those are really good because they're such good holiday edits. I use them a lot for red carpet. I feel like the pans are the perfect size. And I think they work out the best value.
Yeah, me too.
And especially if you want to dip your toe into the Natasha. Blah, 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 blah. That's a hard one to say, Lindsay. Natasha Denona palettes. Then again, I think they're $25, am I right? In Sephora. Yeah. And they're often near the little like minis in Sephora. Yep. So...
Get
two other little minis, you get yourself a little free flight bag. She loves a bargain.
I
love a freebie.
This is gorgeous. This is the Coral palette. And it's just stunning.
Yeah.
I think it's really, 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 really beautiful and actually really wearable. It's reds because it's coral, which I wouldn't immediately go to usually. But there's this really, really pretty silvery taupey colour in there. There's a gorgeous blinding silver foil.
Yeah, that's right.
And then
up
I do feel
street.
Like the coral colours. There's one that's just like a really pretty matte coral. There's a really sort of deep burnt sienna colour that's a matte. And then there's this absolutely beautiful foiled coral. And I actually feel like that foil coral would be really easy to wear as just a one swipe.
Yeah, really nice.
I reckon you could put your finger in that.
Well, these are like the creme de la creme of eyeshadows. So yeah. I feel like the other good thing I think with the mini palettes from Natasha Denona is that often when you get the massive palettes at like the 200 plus price point, you might only want three of the colors in there. So I think the mini ones for me, they're just such a good all rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a fan.
I'm very happy about that.
I am probably going to buy that with my money.
I'm probably going to buy that with my monies, Lindsay, because I love a Sephora mini haul. Oh,
pair of monsters.
We haven't done it for a while, actually, together, have we?
We're overdue.
I wonder if there's a way we could record in Sephora, like a smash and grab in Sephora.
Yeah, like a come shopping with us, but then we just steal it all and run away.
I don't know how we do it with microphones.
I don't know.
We'll look into that.
We would just like, to go the full Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah. What we'll do is we'll ram raid a Sephora and I'll just hold the mic.
Or we could just come back home and be like, look what we just bought. Or is that really boring?
I mean, we'll work it out. Because I think it's overdue.
Hashtag come shopping with us.
Yeah, hashtag come shopping with us.
They're all doing it these days, Lindsay.
We're all doing it. I love a Nadine come shopping with me.
Thanks, Nadine. We're just stealing all your ideas.
Nadine's literally sat at home now going, they're bastards. She was like bastards because she's like very proper.
She's got a sexy Joanna Lumley voice, I think Nadine has.
She's very sexy.
Yeah.
I'd go out with Nadine in a heartbeat.
All right, you. Stop now. You keep terrorising everyone.
I know. I have been an absolute monster.
All the restraining orders.
Oh, I just love her so much. She's dead good.
I know.
She's got really good cats. They're called Yogi and Boo Boo and I love them. They came out to say goodnight to me when I got in my taxi. Like, mine aren't allowed out, so they would do no such thing.
No.
Also, they're just rude. But anyway, moving on from my
moving
lady crush, make a brew. Maybe go and turn the kettle on while the very loud commercial comes on. If you're driving, don't do that. Just like pay attention to the road. But the ad is coming up right now. And when we come back after that, we're going to be sharing our empties.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And we're back, just like we Ta-da! Said we would. Just like we said we would be.
Sorry if that was really loud in your ears.
That was really loud.
Lindsay, I feel bad for you when you go, I did that.
Yeah,
you go like,
you.
Whoa.
Future Lindsay, Harry Sozzies. Apologises. She did give you Sozzies. Some sweets and she made your lunch, so don't feel too
good.
Badly about it. We're going to talk about empties.
Okay.
Empties. I will start on the empties.
Okay.
It's because it was my idea to do empties. And full disclosure, because we are professionals, I suggested to Harry that we do empties and then promptly forgot to bring my empties to Harry.
But you got them written down, you said, so it's fine.
I did, yeah.
You'll
they're
never know until
at
now.
Home, so it's really easy because I know what they are. So the first thing, actually, speaking of Nadine Baggett, when I went to visit Nadine a couple of months ago to record the pod, I raided her beauty cupboard and this is something I stole from it because I am obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. It is the Kate Somerville Retinol Vita C Power Serum.
Love Kate Somerville.
It's just the best retinol I've ever used and it's combined with vitamin C. What's not to love? I mean, the price is $98, but it is one of the most effective and beautiful serums I've ever used. I was sent the first bottle as PR when it came out. And then I bought two bottles when it was on Friends and Family over Thanksgiving, I think it was. They had 30% off Friends and Family. So I bought two more bottles.
That's the perfect time to buy it.
And then when I was at Nadine's, she had one and she doesn't like the fragrance in it. So I nicked hers. So I have just finished it. They've also just launched in the same brand, the Retinol Firming Eye Cream and a moisturizer. The Retinol Vita C Moisturizer. I haven't tried either of those yet. I am curious. Quite keen to try those. But I've got to say, this is my absolute favorite. I've stopped using my prescription retinol.
Wow.
Because it was becoming quite drying. Yeah. And I've switched over to this. And my skin's been the best it's ever been. The last couple of months, I've had the best.
You are radiant,
skin.
My love.
Radiant.
Radiant.
And I got now on right now. I've been in the gym, and I.
You do look sterling.
I think my skin's genuinely the best it's ever been at the moment. And I put a lot of it down to this because I've been using it really consistently for the best part of a year now. And I absolutely, absolutely love it. So that is the Kate Somerville Retinol Vita C Power Serum. Once it was opened, I immediately went into my backup because I had a backup. And if I've got a backup that I've paid for with my
own
money.
That's real love.
That is true love.
True dedication.
That is true love. What you got?
Okay, so I think I am on my fourth bottle of this. It's Glossier You perfume. Yeah, and it is just one of those ones. I do love fragrance, and there are a few that I experiment with, and then some that are kind of ones that I repeat purchase and go back to. But yeah. Glossier You is just one of those ones that whenever I wear it, people... this and Tom Ford's Soleil Blanc, I think it's called, are the only two perfumes people ever stop me and ask me what I'm wearing.
Really?
Yeah, and it's so funny because of all my perfumes I wear, Dave always compliments me how I smell when I wear Glossier You. And it's just a very easy to wear fragrance. I think it's comparable. People have said similar to kind of like Molecule 101. Mm-hmm. I just find, and it does smell different on everyone. So I definitely recommend if you ever do a Glossier order off and you can get like the sample free, try it first and see how it wears on you, as with all fragrance. I love it. I love like when, and I do that thing where I go to put like a jacket on that I've obviously got the perfume on, and I kind of go, oh, that smells really, really good. And you know, it just, it's like a happy fragrance as well. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel sexy. It feels clean enough that it's not too heavy. It's not kind of sickly or anything. And it lasts really well on me. So yeah, that is my, I think it's my fourth bottle. It's either my third or fourth, but I'm pretty sure it's my fourth.
Always makes me think of you when I smell it.
Oh, that's nice.
It does. Because I had it as well and then gave it to you. You didn't wear it anymore.
That's why I'm very excited when you said you didn't want it. I was like, yes, amazing.
I so associate it with you. It's bonkers. But
I feel sad throwing the bottle away each time. I feel like I should do something. I mean, I recycle it, but I'm always like, I feel like it's quite a pretty bottle. I should do something with it.
But like, what?
But what? I don't know. I could make some kind of sculpture.
Yeah, a Glossier You
shrine.
I'm sure they'd enjoy that.
I'm sure they would.
My next pick is Glossier as well.
Oh, interesting.
Who knew?
Let me see if I can guess.
Oh, go on.
Is it, let me think, skincare or makeup?
It's makeup.
Generation G?
No, although it should be because I did just order them. Did you, maybe I'll put this over as my, no, I'm not. I'm going to pick something else as my highlight. Have you watched the Liv Tyler Vogue video?
What does she use? What does she use? She's
25. She uses Glossier. She uses Generation G's in the that video, and it made me rebuy because I haven't rebought them since
they
re-
Look at it. I know. Was it Lash Lick?
It was Lash Lick.
Who knew? I love that on my bottom lashes.
That's why I've done it. So I loves me a Lash Lick for my bottom lashes.
It's so good on bottom lashes.
Very rarely use it on my top lashes because it's very natural, and I love a full fringe lash, but it has. Game changer, because I never used to wear mascara on my bottom lashes because I've got big chipmunk cheeks and they rub. This does not move. I find it really hard to get on the skin. I'm really good at keeping it
the
on
brush
the
is
lashes
great.
Only the brush is amazing, the formula is amazing. It
one in my pro kit as well,
move.
Loves it.
And mine, I'd had it since it came out, so I've had it a bit, I've had it a while. It's past its peak. And I wanted a new one for wedding makeup.
Nice, makes sense.
Yeah, so I've ordered a new one, so the old one's gone in the bin. I've ordered a new one.
That's
exciting. Really did nearly buy all the Generation G's, the new formulations, because of Liv Tyler.
Yeah, they're so good.
I managed to restrain myself.
I love her voice. Liv Tyler's voice is like pure ASMR.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just
watch that video just for the voice. Go to bed too.
My friend texted it to me, and I'm like, cancel the wedding because I'm marrying this video. I really love it. And so watch that video if you haven't already, and then buy yourself a Glossier Lash Lick because it's really good and not overly expensive. I think pretty well priced,
which we love,
for something that works very well.
So my second empty is a real ride or die for me. It is the Sunday Riley Good Jeans, but the lactic acid one. I feel like the glycolic one, I think I accidentally picked that up recently instead of the lactic, and I was like, Harry, why?
Yeah.
When I use the lactic acid formulation of Good Jeans,
yes,
the next day I'd go as far as a 95% guarantee a good skin day. It is just my pick-me-up. I don't use it all the time. It's one of those products I feel like I use it as and when my skin needs it. So sometimes that's like minimum once a week.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's twice a week. But for me, it is one of those things, it just, like you always describe it, nom, 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 nom.
Yep.
Eats all the dead skin. It makes makeup look better on me the next day. It makes my skin look clearer. It makes me look more youthful, a bit fresher. And I think that is my third one of that. And it is really is one of my can't live withouts. And I kind of felt really sad that I bought the glycolic one. I was like, silly, Harry. So now I'm kind of like, okay, I probably should use that up. But I don't like glycolic the same way I like lactic. Yeah. Lactic is so much better on my skin, lactic acid.
I like glycolic when I want a glycolic.
Yeah.
Like I've been using a lot lately the Kate Somerville exfoliate liquid.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like their Pixi Glow Tonic. It's like a liquid exfoliator. It's a beautiful bottle, absolutely gorgeous. I think it's very expensive for a glycolic, but my skin really does like it. I only use it a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
But Good Genes, the original lactic acid formula, I'm so heartbroken for the UK that it's been taken away from them.
I know.
But I haven't, in fairness, touchwood, I haven't tried the glycolic version, so I don't know.
I've got it. You can try it if you want. I might. See what you think.
Because my
face tingles me more than the lactic one does. Yeah,
well,
it's quite strong.
It's so much milder than glycolic, so that makes sense. It's really disappointing because I think that lactic formula is
it's so good. I don't think there's anything I've loved as much.
No.
In terms of like exfoliating, kind of like chemical exfoliants, that one for me is the bomb. It's so good.
We should do an episode about products that are the only one of it, you know, like
that's true.
I really feel like that's something where
I feel like everyone goes
anything that's
you're
the
so
that's
right
good.
Everyone's upset. I feel like brands are speaking on terms of brands. I feel like so many, for me it feels like all the brands are obsessed with glycolic and salicylic acid to a point, which I know is more like acne focused, but I find it hard to find concentrated lactic acid where there's not loads of other stuff added as well.
Yeah.
So that's a very good idea, Lindsay.
We should do
Let's
that.
Bookmark that.
Yeah, like that. And then
I'm going to write it down in my diary now.
She's writing it down. She's writing it down. She's got a pen. She's got, well, it's an
in
iPad.
In my journals.
You're so fancy.
I'm so bougie. I've got to charge
You're
my pencil.
So fancy. Oh, she's got to charge her pencil. It was all going so well.
Do you know that
so
is Lindsay?
Well.
All the gear, no idea.
It was all going so well, and then she had to charge her pencil, and then you just stabbed yourself with your pencil, and now, lads, it's all gone wrong.
Awesome mess.
Digital pencil.
Technology mess.
It all seems like a good idea.
Yeah, let's move on.
And then the next thing you know, you're jabbing yourself with a digital pencil.
Standing up doing that. Hey, Macarena.
I will not be drawn into another sing song. My next pick while you charge your pencil. You dickhead. is going to be...
I'm such a failure of a human being right now.
I mean, I love you. It's going to be the Elemis Pro Collagen Overnight Matrix. It's very exciting. So this is the spendiest of moisturizers that I feel comfortable recommending.
Bougie, bougie.
Because you know I don't love spending a lot of money on a moisturizer. For me,
it's
you
just
can
your winter
get,
coat.
It's just your winter coat for your face. You can get really good moisturizers that are really affordable. And the Elemis Overnight Matrix is $160.
Oofed.
It's spentastic.
That's spendy.
It's spentastic. But I will say, my skin looks better when I use it than it doesn't.
Oh,
I
hate that.
And I hate it. Yeah, I hate that. It says right here, the first ever formulation with Elemis Smart Drone Peptides. It's got Smart Drone Peptides in it. That's what you're paying for.
That's
smart
what you're paying
drones.
160 big ones for.
The smart drones taking peptides into my face. It's actually, I mean, it's full of all kinds of good things. It's Elemis. You know we love Elemis.
We love it.
But Dave's coming in to hear all about smart drone technology. He's not, he's left.
This is the man that put Pro Collagen on his feet,
on
people.
On his feet. Imagine what he could get done with smart drone technology.
No, don't give him ideas,
smart
Lindsay.
Smart drone peptides in his feet. it's slightly thicker than the regular Pro Collagen Marine Cream. It just feels like it is heavier on your face at night because it's an overnight matrix, as you can tell. And when my skin's really dehydrated or really dry in LA, we've had the air conditioning running a lot lately because it's been so warm. I need something heavier and very more active that's going to do its job on my face. And I just really love it. This is, I think, my second or my third tub. It's very expensive. And every time I finish one, I'm like, oh, God. But then I'll not use it for a little while.
Yeah.
And as I've just said, my face is looking the best I've seen it in a long, 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 long time.
Yeah.
And I put a lot of that down to the consistency of the Kate Somerville Retinol, this Pro Collagen Overnight Matrix, something else I'm going to talk about next, And then my vitamin C every morning. I've just been so consistent. And when I don't use it, I see a difference.
Yeah, I think that's it. Sometimes when it works, it works. And you just have to bite the bullet if it feels like it's doing what no other product can do for you.
I know.
It's the hard,
I know.
Hard
do you know
factor.
My first, what was your first product that you felt like that about? That was like, that's it's really fancy good question. And I love it so much.
So in skincare good. Related.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's say that.
I think maybe good jeans. Yeah, I feel like I've tried a lot of things, and I remember when chemical exfoliants became a really big beauty buzzword.
Yeah.
And they were everywhere. Like I said, I remember seeing glycolic everywhere. And, you know, until you have the education behind it to understand what your skin actually needs rather than just thinking, oh, I should get everything because that's all being talked about.
Yeah.
Lactic acid was the first time I was like, I get it. My skin gets it. Even when I first went for, or not first went to, sorry, recently I had a facial, I think about 6 months ago, where they actually took photographs through the different layers of my dermis.
Oh, no one enjoys
that. Well, I didn't. It was really good because she could see where I was using too much glycolic, and she was like, you're actually burning yourself a little bit either side of your nose where you don't need glycolic there. And she was the one who was like, just stick to more lactic acid. And as soon as I, like I said, stopped with as much glycolic and was just using lactic, oh my goodness, I could see such a difference because I was getting less redness actually either side of my nose.
That's crazy. So,
yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
Okay, so... I have a spenny one too, actually, thinking about it.
Sorry.
And you guys are probably going to guess which one this is. It is the Lancome Soft Cream. It's the absolute...
You love that. You love that.
I feel bad because it is so expensive. But like we were saying, yes, there are definitely more affordable moisturizers out there that will give a nice, dewy, glowy skin. I think Weleda Skin Food is a great one if you're looking for
love it.
If you're looking for a really juicy moisturizer that gives you like a flood of hydration and very glossy looking skin, Weleda Skin Food is great. However, is not the exact, it's not a dupe for dupe of the Lancome. You know, it's not the same texture. The Lancome Absolute is scented, but I love the scent of it. It just feels like what I think I always say to you, whatever foundation I put on top of it, it makes it look 10 times more expensive. Yeah. Even if it's already an expensive one, it just makes
it look...
I know, because
you put the La Mer on top of it. And yeah, my face looks like a million
dollars. Well, that was the Soft Cream Rich. So that one I've still got a bit left of. So there are two in the Absolute Lancome range. And for me, I love the Rich one as well, but the Soft Cream is... as the name would suggest, it's just not quite as rich. Yeah. So I find that one is more like breaks down to a more water feeling very quickly. Whereas the Rich one, I feel like you have to kind of, I get a similar effect from both, but I prefer the feel of the Soft Cream. So I use that one up first. And I don't know if I found a moisturizer that, and again, it's that thing people will stop me and go, oh my God, what have you got new skin? And sometimes it's just that and concealer.
Yeah.
And the glow stays, like, you know, moisturizers generally tend to like go into your skin, but this, I feel like you get both. You get the moisture and the hydration, but you get, I want to say surface residue in the positive sense. Like it makes you look like you've got like Chanel Balm Essential in sculpting all over your face.
Oh, she loves that. I like
so
that.
I love that. And that was expensive, but it's gonna have to happen.
That's fair. My next one is a skincare as well, and I actually finished this up last night and I was a little bit sad about it. But it is the Biosense. I just like saying it. Biosense squalane and vitamin C rose oil.
Ooh.
Which I absolutely loved, like really loved it. And I've been using less and less oils in my routine.
Is that because Nadine Baggett told you to?
Nadine Baggett told me to, and I'm scared.
I listened to that and I was like, she would not like my skincare cupboard.
And I'm afraid of her. But I do, I mean, what's annoying is she's been proved right on my face, which is really annoying because while I do love her, I just don't want to always be right because who wants that? But I've been using less and less. But this, it's squalane rather than a heavy oil. And that's been like a really big buzzy ingredient this year, I think. We've seen a lot of squalane and stuff. It's very hydrating, but without the heaviness of a traditional oil, it absorbs so much better into your skin. It's also, as it says on the tin, it's got vitamin C rose oil in it. I've just been using a lot of vitamin skin on my... on my skin. And I know you don't want to ever overdo it with any one ingredient. But my face has been saying thank you very much. It's a lot more even toned than it was without foundation. I'm starting to lose my voice. See, this is it. Nana's got a bad voice.
Oh, Nana did have a camera shoved down her throat recently.
She did, up her nose and then down her throat.
Oh, how did you do that without being under?
They just did it. They were like, breathe in. And I was like, why? And I was like, oh, there's a camera down my nose.
No, thank you.
I didn't enjoy it. No. But it was all for the best. I saw my vocal cords. It was very exciting. I feel like I could have seen them when the camera was out my nose rather than them going like, look at the screen. And I'm like, no, they're not.
I'll pass.
Yeah, learned all sorts of stuff. But what I already knew was that I love the Biossance squalane and vitamin C rose oil. It's very glowy. It's really lovely, but it doesn't leave an oily finish on the skin. It sinks in. I think you would really love it.
I think that sounds right up my street,
actually. Yeah, because it sinks in, but it just leaves a glow. I really love it on days that I'm not going to do a ton of makeup. I love using that. And then a concealer. I just think it plays really well with like the Marc Jacobs stick concealer, which I love. Those two play together really nicely. Mm. And it just gives you a really pretty glow that looks natural. And I really, really, really like it. I am repurchasing. It's a repurchase from me, Bob.
A repurchase.
I think it's really nice. It's $72, I believe, in the US for 30 mils, which I think is pretty in line with that.
Yeah, it's more of like a higher end luxury
it's a
brand.
Yeah, and it's high mid, you know, it's not a counter. It is in Sephora, or you can buy from Biossance.com. It is in that clean beauty world, but I'm not really interested in that fact.
It's if it works.
It's vegan, it's cruelty free, it's paraben free, it's synthetic fragrance free. I like a paraben. I like a paraben in my products because it means they last longer and they don't end up being a petri dish of filth.
Yeah.
But this is an oil in a dropper, so it's staying relatively airtight most of the time, and I'm not putting my mitts in it. It never touches my skin, so it lasted without going bad. I just don't like products that say non-toxic because nothing that you buy to put on your face is
actually toxic.
Yeah.
That's
a silly thing
to say.
That's
a whole episode in itself, isn't it? At some point, we will tackle that. I just feel like, oh, it's going to be hell for bells.
If you're buying it from a shop to put on your face, it is not toxic. But I'm going to let Hyrons fight that battle for now, and we will pick it up another time. But anyway, big love for me for the Biossance Squalane Vitamin C Rose Oil.
Nice. Okay, so my last one, again, will probably come as no surprise if you're a regular listener. It is the Elemis Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm. And now I'm onto the rose one. And it's so funny, Lindsay, because I think I'm on my third Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm, the normal scent, which I do really like. But this is where we differ, because you are not a rose person, and I am all about the rose.
What I like about the Biossance squalane, it doesn't smell of rose.
I love it. I feel like the rose one is my new holy grail face balm now. I love the original, and obviously I will happily take that if there's no rose option available. Yep. But now that the rose one is available, literally when I've washed my face, I get the same, because I really like kind of my evening skincare routine as being a very like luxury moment. And I'm trying to do this whole like, I'm using that bedtime set thing on the alarm on the iPhone. I've been trying to do that thing of like, oh, it's half an hour before bed, let me go and get my washcloths and be bougie and I'll pretend to light a candle, but I really don't do that because
that doesn't come up on my bedtime. It's like, oh, okay, fucking turn your phone off.
I'm trying to be bougie, but I've been trying to give myself some what of a you know, sort of skincare ritual that's a bit more enjoyable, a bit more lengthy. And whenever I leave the bathroom after I've used that, Dave will literally be like, oh my goodness, the bathroom smells like you've lit a really beautiful candle. Like, it smells, but it fills the whole room now. I'm sure, again, some people probably don't like that much fragrance in their skincare. For me, I feel like the juice is so good that it just doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't
affect my skin at all.
If it doesn't irritate your skin or upset it in any way, I don't have an issue with using it.
No. And it's such a pleasure to the senses. I feel like when I use that, it's everything. It's the smell, it's the way it feels on my skin. It never dries my skin out. It's my second cleanse step. So every bit of makeup is off my skin, but without ever feeling dry or kind of tugged out or anything like that. And I just love it. So third one for me, like I said, I'm on the rose one now, but just finished another one of the normal.
I feel like I massage my skin for so much longer using it.
That's what I'm trying to do with this whole ritual thing. I'm trying to make it more of a thing that, like, because it smells so good, I don't want to wash it off straight away.
I love it so much. I recently went to stay with a friend in New York who is at the beginning of her skincare journey, let's call it.
We've been there.
She's at the beginning of this rainbow. And I went in her bathroom and she had the Elemis cleansing balm, and I've literally never been happier. And I took a photo of it because I have my baby travel size one on top of her big one. Yeah. And then I posted it on Instagram and she's like, you posted my cleanser on Instagram. I was like, I've never been so proud. But I've never known anyone use it and not love it.
Yeah, same.
Never, ever known anyone
say, I don't know anyone that doesn't like it.
I hated it. Yeah. Like, even if they were like, yeah, it was fine. Like, I've never known anyone dislike it.
Yeah.
I love it. I've been using it for so many years.
Well, you got me onto it. I feel like, it's funny, I'm going through my list, I'm like, a lot of these are Lindsay Kelk enabled, so.
This is why my nickname amongst many of my friends.
You're an influencer,
Lindsay.
You're actually an influencer.
I'm an actual influencer.
You're legit an influencer.
I am influenced. Behold my
influence. You have influenced
me. I influence thee. I feel pretty good about myself, thank you. That's it. So that's it for our empties.
That's it for empties.
I love doing empties.
Yeah. What are your go-to empties, guys? I feel like if there's one product that you feel like you replenish the most, what is it? I feel like, is it, because I feel for me, it's generally skincare.
Yeah.
Like skincare is a thing that I am very like, I like to see it to the end.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I feel like you have to stick with skincare to see the results too.
Yeah, makeup so generally things, you know straight away if exactly. you're into something.
Like that, the Biossance oil, you know right away because it's an oil.
Yeah.
So unless it's going to irritate you, that could take a little while to come out. But with an oil, you kind of know right away if your skin's going to like it. With the Biossance, it shouldn't irritate anyone because it's non-toxic. But more importantly, it's just got nothing in it but good things. There's nothing really irritating in it. But yeah, I think skincare, you've got to see it through. You've got to see it through. Plus, a lot of things are an investment, man.
Yeah. And again, I think it's like going to the gym almost. It's like you're not going to see the results straight away. And I kind of think it's the same with skincare. Yeah. Yes, there are things that, like I said, Sunday Riley, I feel like I see the difference pretty much the next day if I've not used it for a while. But also, I feel like the more I use good skincare and I invest in skincare that works for me and my skin type, it's over the long period that I start to see kind of sustained results.
You're also not going to see results at the gym if you just go there and then don't work out, which is kind of what I did today. Because my trainer wasn't there, so I just did my warm-up.
You're so LA.
And then like asked about for 10 minutes with some deadlifts and then did my little ball pass thing and then was like, I think I'm ready to go now. Which is the same with skincare. If you buy it and don't use it, you're not going to see the benefits. So use it. Never save things for best.
No.
Never save skincare for best. Get it used. Make get it ritual. On your chops. Yeah. Do it for yourself. Do it for you. Do it for us.
Do it for
the pod. You do you. You do us. We're wide open. That sounds wrong. That sounds wrong. It's time to move on. Highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week. I thought we were doing a rap then. So I was changing it up. I was like watching her do it. I was like,
highlight of the week. It's highlight of the week.
Oh my gosh. Highlight of the week.
It's highlight of the week. I've just made up
a go first because I think I know what yours is going to be.
You do know what mine's going to be because mine is going to be, as you may have already seen, if you have watched, I don't know if you've ever heard about this, but Harriet Hadfield has an excellent YouTube channel called Harry Makes It Up. You should all subscribe to it right now.
I painted her face.
She painted my face on the YouTube channel. And on my eyes, you used, I believe you already had this as a highlight, but I'm having it. It's getting its second run. It's getting its second run. The Rowan 52, is it 52 degrees? It's got
52
a little dot.
Is the cool
the
one.
The 52 cool eyeshadow palette, which you used on me in that video, and I promptly got in my car and ordered it before I had even left the studio space. I am obsessed with it. It is gorgeous. It is a four shadow palette from Rowan Beauty, which is a gorgeous indie brand from a makeup artist, which we love. We love supporting indies and we love supporting a makeup artist. It's four gorgeous cool tone shades, very new dippy in its sort of colorways, which I think is my...
It's a very interesting formula, isn't it? It's kind
that's
of hard
where I
to...
That's where I start from. Is it new dippy? Yes, I'll have it. It's like new dippy, deeply dippy from Right Said Fred. Great tune. The thing that I think is so amazing about this and what made me want to buy it, like you say, is the formula. It's a cream to powder formula, but it's not creamy in that it's like a pot of cream.
It's like, not messy. It's not going to like, as you close the lid,
it's not like
be
the
everywhere.
Charlotte Tilbury eyes to mesmerize formula, which is like... You've got to stick your finger in the pot and really get in there. It's almost like a solid cream. And then it just sets beautifully. I absolutely love it. I have used it so much. I actually bought both. There's two colorways. There's 52, which is the cool, and 70 something.
75.
75, which is the warm, which is also gorgeous. And really warm toned coppery goldy colors which look really pretty on blue eyes as well.
We love.
So I was into both of them, but the 52 is what you used on me on that video, and I absolutely
it looks so
loved
good on
it.
You. I love it.
It's stunning. And I just love it. I'm watching Rowan Beauty with just I'm bated breath. I'm just really excited to see what they do because everything that they've got right now is right up my strasse.
Agreed.
Right. What have you got, madam?
So my highlight of the week is NARS liquid blushes, Lindsay. Now, these have been around for quite a while, I believe. And I feel like liquid blush is having a bit of a moment again with various brands kind of selling out. I think liquid blush is such a good universal cheek color product for the fact that you can, especially if you want the look of a cream blush but you don't want it as dewy, I think liquid blush is really great because it almost dries down to a stain. So if you have a dewy skin underneath in terms of your foundation or base products, you can obviously make the liquid look more glowy. But also if you want something that doesn't look powdery and sat on top of the skin, something that becomes a part of the skin instead, that's where liquid blush is really good. Also in terms of making makeup last a really long time, a technique I often use is layering with like a liquid blush. Sometimes I use the Perricone MD No Blush Blush, and M Cosmetics Serum Blushes are lovely.
If you wanted to see you using that technique,
you could see it in your video, your own personalized wedding video, cheeky plug. And the NARS ones, I think for me at the minute, I just love the colors. Torrid, I think it's called, is the most gorgeous orangey peach, and they just last so well. I think cream blushes for a lot of people are a big favorite, but they find that they're reapplying throughout the day. Yeah. And I definitely find that too, and I'm happy to do so for the look it achieves. A liquid, I think, underneath, whether it's a cream blush or even dusted over with a bit of powder blush or translucent powder, then a powder blush, is a great way to make that look last a really long time. So if you want the cheek color to really hang around, especially in the humidity, especially in the heat, it just locks in a really, really nice way. Or if you're getting married, hashtag see Lindsay Kelk at harrymakesup.com. it's just, and the NARS ones for me are just so beautiful. They don't have, I think the colors I've been loving don't have any shimmer in as well. So obviously you can get ones with shimmers in. But it's just beautiful. And every time I use them, they have a pump bottle. They're like little squares. They come in and I just love them. And it's really, I'm a cream blush girl through and through, but I've really rekindled my love affair for liquid blush. And I think the NARS ones are great.
I've just got such a boner for NARS in general. Every so often I'll be like, oh, I hate that the packaging gets fingerprints on it. And I hate that some of the titles are stupid of the names of the products. And then I just start using the stuff again. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
So good.
It's one of those brands that I think it's got better as well over the years. Oh, yeah, like it continues to improve its formulations. Pigmentations are better than they ever have been.
Has never rested on its laurels.
That's it. And I think it's kind of loved as amongst makeup artists as much as it's a general consumer as well. It really delivers for makeup. And even like their limited edition collections, I feel like the stuff they did with like Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Oh my God, so good. The Connor Twombly... I can't remember what it was. It was an eyeshadow palette. I mean, the Erdem collection was gorgeous.
Erdem was like artwork.
I'm thinking of Cy Twombly, which is a different artist. Yeah. But there was a Connor somebody eyeshadow palette that they did. It was an artist collaboration earlier this year, I think. And it was absolutely incredible. Yeah. I was so obsessed with it. Also, like, really fallen in love with Natural Radiant Foundation again.
Yeah, that was one of my winners every from time the Longwear Foundation.
Like, oh, God, look
it's
at my skin.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's very full coverage, but it's absolute. I mean, I like a full coverage.
Yeah.
But I just love it on my face. The finish is just
so good. And that,
insane.
For me, is a foundation that definitely gets better throughout the day as well, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm having a lot of love for those at the minute, and that is my highlight of the week.
That is your highlight of the week. Highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week. I'm loving a rap.
We've got to make
a rap. We've gone all West Coast Collective.
I feel like we sound more like that band Shampoo, like, we're in trouble.
I had that on cassette. Do not speak ill.
No, that was my first cassette. I'm not speaking ill. I love it. I wanted to be them. I literally wanted to be them.
Viva La Mega Babes.
I don't remember the song Trouble.
That was their other single. It was Viva La Mega Babes.
Oh, I think I did. Was that a B-side? Yeah.
No, that was the second single.
We're showing our age now.
But it's hard to say. I mean, I'm
millennials are like, Shampoo what?
Because my first cassette wasn't even a cassette. My first single was a 7-inch and it was New Kids on the Block. So if we want to show our age, we'll show it over this side.
All right.
It was the right
That's
stuff.
Cool again then. That's vintage.
It was pretty great.
Vintage.
Got the right stuff, baby. It's a great tune. Great tune. Stands up. Will be on the wedding playlist. Anyway. We're going to go.
Going to leave you to it.
I have to edit this so it can go live.
Go get home, yeah.
People want to hear podcasts. People want to hear it. If you would like to get in touch with us, am I playing footsie with you?
Yeah, it's all good.
You'd like it. If you'd like to get in touch with us to play footsie, you can find us on facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast and click on the top pinned post on that page, and that will take you to the Beauty Banter group where you can chat with more than 3,000 like-minded beauty enthusiasts.
That's a lot of beauty lovers.
It is lovely. Yeah. I love having a little chat, see what everyone's up to. Been seeing been so much love for the Lisa Eldridge lipsticks in there.
A lot of love.
Everyone looks amazing.
I know. I love your selfies, guys. They're the best.
We love it. You can also follow us on Instagram at Full Coverage Pod and Twitter at Full Coverage Pod. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, the email is hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. You can also support us on Le Patreon. You can go to Patreon. You can go to Mighty Mouse. No, you can go to patreon.com and search Full Coverage Podcast, and we'll be there. And if you sign up to support us at Patreon, you get extra content. You get an extra pod every month, and you get entered into giveaways. We're just about to send out the first one. It's a pretty nice one. It's a lot of pretty nice stuff. Actually, a lot of Elemis. We've just been talking about it. There's a lot of Elemis in there. Look forward to that, winner. Yeah. And if you support at the $12 a month level, you only get a free Full Coverage mug.
Not a Full Coverage mug.
You get
mug.
A bloody Full Coverage mug.
They're gold.
Can you even believe it? Can you even believe it? So do check us out on Patreon. If you're not able to support us on Patreon, we fully understand and appreciate that.
And we still love you anyway.
And we still love you anyway. No judgment. Both of us have our arms in the air. Like, hand waving. To God.
Hand
we
to...
We still love you. But do feel free to pop along to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Not saying you've got to. Just saying if you did, we wouldn't be mad about it. We'd be fine with it. On that note... I think it's time that we leave.
I think it's time we say
we've overstayed our welcome.
We've overstayed our welcome, as we often do.
I definitely have. Dave wants me to leave.
Not at all. Like,
all good. It's all good. It's all good. Good, boo. It's all good. We will see you next episode.
In the next episode.
Next episode. And maybe we'll work on that rap. It's hard to say. I mean, we're just mercurial
talents. Maybe we need to do
talents.
A new single of like Highlight of the Week. Maybe we need to mix it up. But people get very passionate about Highlight of the Week being... True. Remixed.
Would you like to hear a 2019 remix? Do you want us to talk to Old Town Road and
or
remix?
It could be like in the theme of like, do you want to build a snowman? It could be like, it's a highlight of the week.
No, the Disney version.
We could
maybe
make it
we
Disney.
Just try every genre. Just try every genre and just see where we land.
I just keep thinking of Disney films now, like instead of Hakuna Matata, it could be like highlight. Of the week.
It doesn't
no,
work.
It doesn't work.
Right, we're going to go.
Time to go.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.